and the last 14 months have highlighted the need for food security in Newfoundland and Labrador, first with Snowmageddon, now with the COVID-19 pandemic. This has led to more and more people growing their own food. A program that was established in 2019 to increase food self-sufficiency, provide access to fresh foods, and bring awareness to the importance of local food production is starting up again. Here to tell us about the Community Garden Support Program is the Minister of Fisheries, Forestry and Agriculture, Elvis Lovelace. Minister, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What is this program all about?
Let me say, even though it's a gray, foggy day, we're on a good topic this morning, and that's about food security in this province. And we now currently have a 2.25 Provincial Agri-Foods Assistance Program, and under that program we have $100,000 in non-repayable grants under the what we call the Community Garden Support Program. And I have to say it's a successful program, and it's the interest is increasing, which is great to see, because there's a social aspect to it, and the social connections between people of all ages in communities, in neighborhoods, and I have them in my own district. That's great to see, and as I said, it connects groups and peoples of all ages. And let me say that we're increasing it. The grants before was 500, now they're being increased to 750, and I'm proud to say that was an election promise, actually, in the Red Book. The Premier had great interest in it, and so did I, we're doing that for communities. So we're delivering an election promise, and that's to increase it from 500 to 750. So I'm very proud to say that this morning.
And when this launched in 2019, there were 3,500 participants supporting some 101 projects. Last year, that increased to 6,000 participants involved in some 124 projects. So it seems that community gardens like this are kind of booming in the province. Why is that?
Well, it is, and I think it goes to the social connection. It's something that I pushed in conversations with town councils, interested groups as well. That we know we saw a challenging year with COVID, but I think people are looking at it from a food producing perspective, fruit and vegetables, and from an agricultural perspective as well. So I think it's contributing to the fact that, hey, we're growing food. That's a good thing. And the engagement part and the social connection, I believe it is really a recipe for success, and we've seen it in the numbers.
Is there any education being provided by the government for people that are involved in these community gardens?
Yes, absolutely. We have the 2021 application and program guides that are available on the Department of Fisheries, Forestry, and Agriculture website. And if anyone wanted even more information on the program, they can certainly, there's a telephone number that they can call at 637-2474, or they can email the email that's dedicated to this program, and that's CGSP, meaning Community Garden Support Program, @gov.nl.ca. There's some good information there, and I encourage people to do that. Get involved, and let's see even a better year this year than we did last year, where, as you mentioned, that we saw nearly 6,000 people participate in communities across this great province. And I understand, talking to a friend last night, that there's certainly a success story in CBS around the community garden. So it's great to see, but I encourage all Newfoundlanders and Labradorians to look into this program, and let's get growing.
You mentioned the website there, the phone numbers. Would that be the same way people apply for the grant?
The application is available on the government website there, the Department of Fisheries, Forestry, and Agriculture. Or they can, more information, they can call that 637. So, yeah, that's certainly, they can apply that way.
What other work is your department doing to increase food security in the province?
Well, we do in terms of opening up agricultural land. I certainly visited a lot of farms last fall, and that's very important to increase the blueprint for farmers. I visited sites where we've had storage facilities that allow farmers to prolong their product, and certainly a great feature for them. But land certainly being a big piece of the the work that we're doing, and which is important to farmers. I even had a conversation yesterday with a gentleman that talks about how we can grow food in this province and becoming a business for him, and he looked forward to it. So there's great things happening around the agricultural piece in this department and in this province, and I'm proud to certainly be a part of it. And the self sufficiency in terms of food, from a food perspective, we've increased from 10% to 14.8, and hoping to get to 20 by 2022. In fruits and vegetables, and even expanding on that. So look forward to progress in this area, no doubt.
We're speaking with Minister of Fisheries, Forestry and Agriculture, Elvis Lovelace. And Minister, do you expect to still be continuing with this portfolio after tomorrow?
That question you'll have to ask to someone else, and that's called, and his name is Premier Andrew Fury. So if I am, I look forward to it. In whatever role or responsibility he puts forward, I'll be happy to accept, but we won't know until tomorrow.
We talk a lot about food security, but a big issue with food security is also food affordability. So I guess, what is your department doing to make food not just more secure, but also more affordable for people? As you know, it's difficult choices when you could go to the grocery store and you might pay $5 or $6 for a carton of milk, when you could get 2 or 4 2 liters of Pepsi or Coke or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a broader piece in terms of affordability, and certainly recognizing the affordability piece of food. And we can't look no further than even lumber. We talk about affordability. It's something that all levels of government need to look at. And even around, when we talk about food security around seniors, yes, we need to do something for them, for all of us, as we know that the healthy food is a challenge in terms of the price, and we need to look at that because we're promoting healthy living, which we'll continue to do. But you're right, we need to take a look at that to certainly help Newfoundlanders and Labradorians.
Minister of Fisheries, Forestry and Agriculture, Elvis Lovelace, thanks for this.
My pleasure. Have a great day.